Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to BG Dunks 2018, a podcast about reaching goals and the mindset you might need to do that. Now, our guest this week is Will Wooden. We'll talk to him. He walks me through solving a Rubik's Cube. Now, what you'll hear is me skipping most of the interview because it's him just sitting across from the console and going right side down, left side up. And so I'm going to skip a bunch of that stuff. Just know that I did do it and I'm still practicing and it was amazing. And Will made one of my dreams come true. That's coming up in moments. Real quick, I do want to say shout out to my buddy Drew in Sports Spine KC. He's doing big things for me to make this dunk bet happen. I have till October 2nd, but so far it's not going great. I'm supposed to be losing some weight. I haven't done that, and I have not been working out like I need to. I have less than 11 months. It's not going well. I need some words of encouragement. I need some motivation, and I'm looking for that. And I honestly am struggling to find it, but that's why I'm going to continue to talk to people that inspire me and have reached goals, and I'm going to keep moving forward as the clock ticks, hopefully at a better pace. And of course, thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, comment, all that stuff that you like to do with podcasts, and share if you would. That would be awesome. And now I give you Will Wooden, speed cuber extraordinaire. Our guest is Will. Will, welcome.
Thank you.
Will lives in Kansas City, goes to Academy Lafayette. He is a championship Rubik's Cuber. Now, Will, what do we call you? What's your official title? A cuber?
A speed cuber.
A speed cuber. Cuber. Now, he's got a collection of cubes with him in a bag. Can we let Taylor take one of those out, mix it up, and then give it to you to solve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm good
Let's
at that.
Let's do this. Now,
that's the only thing I can do is mix things up.
Are you still a record holder in the state of Missouri?
I hold the Missouri state record for the Rubik's Cube blindfolded.
Okay.
With a time of 1 minute and 9 seconds.
What?
Wow.
Stop
now,
it.
What year? Do you have any idea, Will, what year the Rubik's Cube was released?
It was released, I am pretty sure it was sometime in the 1970s.
Oh.
And the first world championship was held in 1982.
When did you get your first Rubik's Cube?
I feel like I got my first Rubik's Cube sometime in 2013, 2014. Now, this was before how I knew to solve it.
Uh-huh.
And I used to peel the stickers.
Yes.
I told Brady just before this, I used to peel the stickers, and my brothers got so mad at me.
Because it ruins it. Yeah.
I thought it looked great.
Now, if somebody, let me ask you this, because here's the deal. The Rubik's Cube, it was invented in 1974.
Wow.
The year I was born. That's how old I am. I'm as old as the Rubik's Cube, Will. That's embarrassing for me to admit. I've always wanted to solve one. These were big back in the day, and I've never been able to. So this is a lifelong dream of mine. Now, you've been doing it for a while. How did you learn?
One time we went up to Boston to see my uncle, and my uncle knew how to solve one. And that's where I got hooked. That was like the first time I got hooked into the Rubik's Cube. And when he taught me how to solve one, I would just do it nonstop for the whole trip we were there.
Okay.
Now, I see you have a pen and paper. What is that all about?
Well, first, pull one of those out. Mix it up.
Let's see. Yeah, I got it mixed up. Maybe not good enough, but.
Okay, let's see him mix it up. I've really wanted to do this. I'm not kidding you. Okay, wait. Now, are you going to do this with your eyes closed?
Taylor? I'm going to do it normally.
Okay, wait. Don't start yet. I see you're looking at the cube. What? you're trying to figure out, what are you doing? Because I see...
I'm trying to inspect how much I can do before, you know, actually having to look again.
What?
It's okay. Like, it's so I try and like predict stuff that's going to happen.
So you're working a few steps ahead.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. And go. Let's see. Oh, wait. Go ahead. You're good. Wow. Okay. So he has a neon cube that he's working. And the thing is, he's... What?
Are you kidding me?
No.
What?
That was less than 20 seconds.
Stop it.
Easily.
Yeah.
What? That
is insane.
Okay, now that doesn't look like a normal... Is that a trick Rubik's Cube?
No. There's a lot of companies in China that mass produce like their own Rubik's Cube, and I use those in competition because they're usually better than the original Rubik's Cube.
Right, because, yeah, the original ones kind of move around a lot more, right?
They're more tight, I would say.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, these are like smooth.
Okay.
Yeah. Like butter.
I cannot believe what I just saw. I you understand, I'm not kidding you when I say this is something I've always wanted to do.
Well, I turned my head to grab my phone, and it was done. I missed it.
It was amazing. Now, let's talk about the competitions you've been in. You are the state record holder in Missouri.
Yes,
right.
For Rubik's Cube blindfolded, not the Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
But the Rubik's Cube blindfolded.
And how old are you, by the way?
I am 14.
Okay. Whew. Now,
oh boy.
Listen, what about the Nationals? You go on to Nationals, right? What happens there? What is that like?
It's a huge experience. There's usually around, I would say, 600 competitors there.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Okay. Now, how did you do in Nationals?
I did somewhat good. I almost made blind finals, like the finals, like which is top 16. I didn't really do anything. I didn't do much otherwise because I didn't make it to second round of 3x3. I made it to second round of 2x2, but really there was nothing much else.
Will, I'm gonna hit you with the tough question right now. You ready for this?
Yep.
When something goes wrong, why does it go wrong?
Probably because I messed up something.
Meaning what?
I might have messed up like an algorithm.
Okay. I'm going to have to Google that word. Al Gore?
I know Al Gore.
Algorithm.
Okay. So meaning you turned when you should have twisted. You went right instead of left. How much of this is luck? Is there any luck involved?
There is a luck, especially with single. There's two different types of world records. There's a single world record, which is just one single solve, and then there's average world record.
Okay.
So a single world record, it's usually based on luck because you could get like a skip. So say I were to do this case, I didn't have anything else on this, and I just stopped the timer, and that's usually based on luck.
Okay, let me ask you this. You already hold a record in the state of Missouri. Do you have more goals?
I'm hoping to set like a national record in any event, really.
Okay, now, are you practicing often, or how are you going to make that goal happen?
Practice.
Okay.
And you have to like, what type of, do you work out? Like athletes, they run to get faster.
Do you stretch your fingers? Do you do finger yoga?
No.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Yoga?
It should be. I'm going to trademark
downward
that.
Finger. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. Can you teach me? I'm nervous. I don't even want to ask him because this is something I've always wanted to do. And if I can't do it, I'm really going to be
bummed.
Now,
just don't laugh at him too hard.
No,
okay?
I won't.
Every single morning.
I won't.
So.
Okay.
I won't.
People asking you all the time, teach me how?
Yes.
Is it annoying?
I've tried to teach them and they don't listen.
Okay.
He doesn't listen.
We're recording this and I'll re-listen to it again and again. What is the trick?
Okay, so the trick is basically algorithms.
Okay, that's already bad. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Okay, so say I scramble up this cube.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Our first goal is to get a white cross.
Okay.
So that means we have all these white pieces on the bottom that are, and this second sticker edge.
Yes.
Is corresponded to its center.
Okay. Okay.
So if I were to do that.
So, is there another one mixed up in there? I'm afraid to mix this one up that he gave me because it'll never look like this again.
Yeah. It's,
okay,
it's
so fine. I'm going to try to get a white cross. Okay, thank you. So I'm going to get a white cross. And then which other ones am I trying to match up?
You're just, You're just trying to get a white cross.
Okay, you just want me to get a white cross.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, this one, now my white's already, oh, nice try, Taylor. Okay, so I have a white cross.
Well, you see, you have two edges that,
mix it up more,
you have two edges that don't, that aren't
oh, so
connected
these?
With their centers.
Yeah, Brady,
so
there are two edges that aren't
edges
connected to their center.
To be connected, like
that,
like
but,
that.
But then it messes up the other two.
I know. Well, that's the whole, now what?
So what you usually do is you basically, what I would do, what I would suggest for a beginner is to bring all the white edges to the yellow center.
Okay.
Like so that the white is facing just like the yellow center.
Okay.
And then I would just move them around, you know, until it corresponds. Then I'd bring it down. So move it around, bring it down.
You got that, Brady?
Move it around.
Okay. Okay, move it around, bring it down.
Will. So my first goal, now I'm going to need to write this down. I really am. My first goal is to get a white cross.
Yes.
And then when I have this cross, so this one's kind of messed up, but I'm going to want here.
Yeah, you mix it up. I'm terrible.
So I'm going to want all of the crosses that are on the outside to match their centers.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So Taylor, I'm going to try to take this.
Uh-huh.
Now, Will, do I need to, when I'm doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need to, so like, here's the start of my white cross.
Mm-hmm.
That edge matches its center.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So then what I'm going to try to do is get a white, because the centers don't move. I'm going to get a white here with the red center.
Yeah.
With the
red sticker.
Red edge.
Oh.
The white and red edge.
Okay. So like this one, it's right here. Oh, this is so
frustrating.
Yeah.
You can bring it up. You can bring it up to the yellow center.
Okay.
Bring it up to the yellow center. That's the white center.
Okay. Okay. Hang on.
Bring that red edge up to the yellow center.
This one? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then you can turn that yellow center. Well, not the yellow center, but turn the upside.
Like this one?
No, the up face.
Okay. This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turn it until that red matches the red.
Okay. Okay.
And then you can bring that down.
Okay.
You're getting it.
Okay. Hang on.
No. Wait. Bring the red one down.
Okay. So, but I need the white. Oh, this is so frustrating. I cannot believe you did this. Okay, like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm starting to sweat. If I do this, Will. Okay, hang on. So now I'm trying to essentially, and why again do I bring it to the yellow?
Because it's easier to match it up with its corresponding center.
Okay. It's if I bring, okay. So like I would bring this one to the yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure the white is facing on the yellow.
You really are sweating. You just
sweating.
Wiped the sweat from your forehead.
I want to do this so bad, and I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to do it.
This is a better workout than running.
When you listen, before, what are you telling yourself before you go into a competition, Will? What is your mindset? What is going on in your head right before you hit that?
I'm like, step? I hope I can get a good solve.
Yeah? But yeah. Are you not like focused? Or what?
I try and stay focused by listening to music and practice and like just warming up my hands.
Okay, what? Oh, finger yoga, I'm telling
what
you.
What type of music do you like?
Yes.
And I like to listen to a lot of kinds of music.
Okay,
very
good.
Nice.
Okay, probably classical. I feel like that's what
so.
Smart
it
people
seems,
listen
yeah.
to. Okay, so I have, this one's good. Is there a certain way you hold it? Like, do you hold it?
I would hold it so that the yellow face is on top.
Okay, okay, like this.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Now you see you got that.
The flip. Orange?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You can bring that down.
Like this?
Yeah. Yeah, three of them.
You're getting there.
Right side up. Twice. Just once. Upside left. Right. Right side up, right side down, oh. Upside left,
right,
upside right,
right side twice,
right side twice, one, two,
and then,
oh my gosh,
turn it,
oh my gosh, oh, Will,
I did it.
I still got to write a few notes down so that we get all of your
oh my gosh.
I still need to write a few notes down so that we get all of your algorithms in and write notation for you.
Because
we did it in like a completely different language. And I'm
okay. Oh my goodness. The lifelong dream. I am not even kidding you. This is amazing. Now, obviously, it would have been easier if Will just would have stood behind me and like manipulated my fingers for me.
Yeah, but it's doesn't it feel good?
It feels amazing. Will, I cannot thank you enough. That I know it seems you think I'm faking it. I am not. I have always wanted to do this. And I feel like he got me, Taylor, set up where I kind of understand the language, kind of.
So you're ready to do it again, in other words.
No.
Okay, start right now. Because I think we started one time.
You don't.
So it's 10:18. We started at 9:30.
I need like a week and a half. Do not touch my cube at this point because it is finished. Oh, my goodness. I feel like Rocky just beat Ivan Drago.
You should frame it.
I did it, Adrian! I did it!
Adrian!
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Will. Now, on a level of 1 to solving 4 cubes blindfolded, how frustrating was that?
I can solve 10 cubes blindfolded.
Okay, well, all right. It was more frustrating. Will, I want to thank you. Do you have a YouTube site? Are you on Twitter? Do you do any of that stuff?
I'm on Instagram.
Okay, I would love to follow you on Instagram. Can we give that out? Are you okay?
Yeah.
What is it?
Will Wooden.
Will Wooden. W-O-O-D-E-N, as in the famous UCLA coach?
Yep, he is my great-great-uncle.
No. What? Is that true? It's unfair. There's just like success running through this bloodline. I need some of that in my life. Will, I cannot thank you enough. We're going to follow you on Instagram. You really have made one of my life goals come true. I appreciate it so much. When is your next competition?
It's November 4th. In Raytown.
Here in Kansas City? Yeah. Can I enter? Do they have like an old man's competition? Like, is there a beginner's?
Everybody competes. The same level.
Really?
Inter.
So I would have
I
to
dare
go
you. I dare you.
Wouldn't that be funny
$100
if I showed up?
$100.
Wait. I wouldn't. They would be mopping up the floor. They're like, all right, we got to go home. Everybody competes?
Yep.
Like, same age? There's no old man group?
Nope.
Okay. All right, Will. Amy, thank you for letting Will come in. Will, you're awesome.
No problem.
You're my new favorite cuber of all time. Will this be an Olympic sport someday, do you think?
Maybe.
And what is your next test? You've already conquered the cube. What else do you have for goals in your life?
Get faster, maybe break a record.
Okay. I think you can do it, man.
I would love to.
Look, after you taught me to do it, I believe you can do anything. The world is your oyster, buddy.
And then when you do it, we're going to cheer like this.
Yeah, yeah, we won't.
Because we can't make any
quietly.
Noise.
I hope I can, like, my best chance is breaking a blind world record, which most likely won't happen.
So, Raytown this Saturday, when are, like, the Nationals? When does all that stuff happen?
It usually happens sometime in July or August.
I would love for you to come back and talk to us before then, and I will practice.
Yeah.
Like, he could do 10 blindfolded, and I'll see if I could beat him 1 with my eyes.
How about 2 blindfolded?
What? You saw how long that took. Were you
10
here?
Blindfolded takes me an hour.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I still think you could beat me.
Nah, once you get all the algorithms down, it's only going to take you like 5 minutes.
Okay, well, I like how Will's thought process go. You have a lot of faith in me. Will, thank you so much for dealing with me today. You're awesome. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.